Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
But God has a plan, and God has a purpose for the time we live in today. And I believe that He's going to speak to us today, speak to me. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to preach to myself. And just because you were so gracious to come, I'm going to let you listen if you want to, but there's no pressure on anybody. But the Lord's really been dealing with me about some things, and I believe it's something that's becoming lost in the body of Christ that we must desperately get after, that we must come back to the revelation. It's not a new truth, it's a revival of an old truth, a truth of wisdom that somehow we get so progressive in the church. I'm talking about not one church, but universal, you know. We get so progressive looking for something new to come along, looking for a new idea, a new revelation, a new revealing. And certainly we do believe in those things. But sometimes we have a tendency to let spiritual truths slip that's going to put us over in everyday life. And I believe that the Lord wants to resurrect some of these things today. So let's turn to Matthew chapter something another. You're in the spirit, right? So you're in the spirits. So you already knew where I was going to turn before I turned there. Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16. See, Apostle David, he was right there, flipped it right open to the page. So you know that's the Holy Ghost right there. I mean, just grab it and turn to it. And said, Brother Randy, when did you know you was going to turn here? Just a few minutes ago during praise and worship. But, you know, because I don't have a pre-planned agenda, I just want to follow the Holy Ghost. And I want to go the way He wants to go. And with Apostle David, I was blessed to be able to be with the under the big top last night. Under the big top. And I was blessed to see the anointing and power of God and everybody working as He said. He was pointing it out to me, showing me, you know. And I don't know if he grew feathers or not, but he was proud as a peacock of all you folks. I can just tell you the truth about it. Apostle David looking around and just grinning from ear to ear like an old mule eating sour grass. I mean, he just a grinning, you know. Why? He's seeing the fruits of his labor and his love, and it just blesses him when you get out and you win people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of you that are here from that, I'm blessed to see you here with Apostle David also. And I know this, that you're going to hang around here. You're not going to make me come hunting you, because I am that kind of fella. I might send out a search party and find you on the corner down by the street and take you off and sling you in a van and drag you to church real quick. But this is the truth about Christianity. If you just came to the Lord, or you just rededicated to your Lord your life to the Lord last night under the big top, the big tent, you know. The truth about it is this, Christianity. Now don't let this go by you. What you have obtained, you must maintain. It's one thing to open a door. It's another thing to stay somewhere. You understand? You've obtained something from the Lord, but now He expects you to take that and develop the talent and gifts that He gave you. There's a parable in the Bible about the talents, and the people took and laid them to the side, and then others developed them. So develop the gifts and callings that's on your life. How do you do that? Through the local church and other people encouraging you, and we'll all get there together. But in Matthew chapter 16, verse number one, and this is a situation where Jesus was addressing the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But in Matthew 16, verse 1, it says, Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired Him, speaking of Jesus, that He would show them a sign from heaven. They were looking for something, you know, to prove who He was. They was looking for some kind of sign, some kind of something miraculously that they could say that this is, truly the Son of God, and it's the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. But verse 2 says, and this is what I want to get to on down through here, He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Now notice here what He did. He didn't directly answer their question. What he does, he responded to what they needed to hear. Sometimes when people ask questions, you don't respond with the answer. You respond with what they need to hear. And then I found out sometimes that it's best, even though you know the answer, not to give the answer unless the person's in a position to receive the answer. I have learned that kind of the hard way, because not all of us are on the same level. Not all of us are in the same place in God. And what may be just an established revelation in your life may be an untruth to another individual. And all they want to do sometimes is just start a fight with you anyway. And when you answer that question, it leads to another question, it leads to another question, it leads to another question. And then the next thing you know, you're so divided, you don't know which way is up, which way is going, which way, and it all turns into a big argument. I've seen Dad Hagin as an usher, you know, walk with him, going down the hall, and he'll just be walking along, you know, like this, going down the hall, and this person come running up to him and just asking him this big spiritual question that seemed legitimate to me. You know, and I thought, well, certainly he's going to give the answer to this, and we're going to get this profound statement. And what he would do is like this, and every person walking along, he would just turn and look at him like that and just keep going. And I wanted to tell him, stop, wait, don't these people, you know, these people offended. They're going to get offended. Their feelings are going to get hurt because you don't answer their question. And of course, eventually I kind of had to encourage him, you know, wait, you know, he's busy, he's going somewhere, you know, and later on, if he wants to talk to you, then he'll talk to you kind of way. But I thought to start with that, you know, maybe he's just doing the people a disservice because he don't answer them. But then I found out that he already knew something I didn't know. He already knew that if he answered that question, it was just a trap for another question, and they wanted to argue with him, not actually get some information that was going to help him. And so that's what Jesus knew about the Pharisees and Sadducees. So that's why he did not respond to their question. He responded about something else that they needed to understand, which they were not perceiving and knowing. Well, there's a lot of questions today in the body of Christ that people are seeking answers for. There's a lot of good things out there and a lot of people saying this and saying that. But what is God saying? What is the Lord wanting us to know? We can ask all kind of questions, but I want the answer that the Lord wants me to have. You want the answer that the Lord wants me to have. So instead of asking the question, I'm just going to listen. So let's listen to what he said. Here in verse number 2, he said, he answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Now, Jesus was not, you know, attempting to be a weatherman. He's going to use this as this natural analogy to give a spiritual revelation. That's what he's going to do. He's not being the weatherman, the news channel, or weather channel, or nobody. Verse 3 says, in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. It says, O ye hypocrites. He said, you can discern the face of the sky by natural observation. That's what he's talking about. Total natural things. But can you not discern the signs of the times? So I'm going to talk to you about the signs of the times. Jesus said, you're natural. All you're doing is looking in the natural. You're looking for natural observations. But he was trying to bring them from the natural into the spiritual, you understand? Because we can have natural understanding about the color of the seats that you're sitting on. You can take a look at them and pretty well give a color. Now, I'm not saying I could tell you the exact color, mauve, pink, purple, something, whatever, yellow, polka dotted, whatever they are, but there's some kind of color there because naturally we see it. But there's things around us in the realm of the spirit that are not readily observable with the natural physical eyes. And the only way you can interpret those things is through the Holy Ghost giving you revelation of them. And so there is a sign. I'm not going through all the signs of the time, but there is a sign of the times that we live in that we must understand today. When I say we, I'm talking about the church universal, but especially the church in the United States of America. If the church of the United States of America does not wake up, there is not going to be a church in the United States of America. Now, let's say that with a grain of salt. There's always going to be a remnant of God's people. Always going to be a remnant of God's people, and there's always going to be a group of people. But the freedoms that the church has known in worshiping our Father God, our Lord and Savior, and being able to open the Word of God and preach it and declare it exactly as written, those freedoms have quickly slipped away as the church has sat idly by and watched and did not discern the signs of the time. And what is the signs of the times is the devil is at work. And I'm not here to lift the devil up in any means, but I don't know if you look lately, and this is not a popular statement, and I went to Remy with Dad Hagen, so I went to Taught Faith, but I don't know if you look lately, the devil is winning. Don't say that, Brother Randy. Oh, don't say that. Well, I don't go around make a confession of it 24 hours a day, but somebody has got to say something. The church has not been winning on a whole. Progressively, we have moved away from what the Word of God says. And the world has been winning. The devil's agenda has now come to the forefront. Now we don't even know what marriage is. We don't. The Supreme Court, bless their darling heart and stupid heads, don't even know what marriage is. Bless their darling hearts and stupid heads. The administration of our country don't even know what marriage is. Bless their darling hearts, most of them, and stupid heads, most of them. The Congress of the United States, which is the Senate and House of Representatives on the federal level, don't even know what marriage is. In fact, you can just boil it all down to this. None of them know what real truth is because they're deceived by the devil. The only real truth in the United States of America is the Bible, the written Word of God. It is the Constitution of Christianity. And when you violate this word and change this word, you open the door to the devil and he comes in. That's why the devil has been winning. And the church has been helping the devil win, but you're not going to do it, and I am not going to do it. There's a remnant that's coming to the forefront in this day, but there's a blanket of oppression that is on this nation that's coming from the powers of darkness that has not been here since its founding many over 200 years ago. Has not been here. Christianity has never faced the devil on this level. Never. They wasn't ready for it. They was around playing church. Instead of operating under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and the devil came in. And the devil has been winning. I said the devil has been winning. Now, don't write that confession on your 3x5 note card and start saying that the devil's winning, the devil's winning. I believe the devil's winning, the devil's winning, the devil's winning, the devil's winning. Because if you get to saying that over and over, over and over, you get to believing it and you'll just go ahead and say, well, he's won, I might as well give up. No, the devil's not going to take over as long as you're alive and I'm alive and we know the Word of God. He's not going to take us over. Because if he's going to take us over, it means he's got to take the kingdom of God over. And if he's going to take the kingdom of God over, well, he's got another thought coming because he's never going to do that. So there's a remnant of God's people. And this remnant today must understand.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.